Do your children like to sing? Do they like to dance? Right here in Vancouver, there's an opportunity for them to learn those skills. Today, J. Scott Lapp from CYT is here. Jay, tell me some more about this.
Yeah, CYT, it's an after-school theater arts program for kids ages 6 to 18, and we offer classes in all the different disciplines of theater, from dancing, all the different types of dancing, ballet, tap, jazz, hip hop, swing dancing, everything you can think of, to acting, to stage combat and backstage and just everything, singing, vocal, everything you can think of. We offer classes, and basically we run in three different segments throughout the year. A spring, a fall, and a summer program. They perform a main stage show those 3 semesters, and they allow kids to come in and audition, and they get up on stage for the first time sometimes, and get up there and they do their best to sing and dance, and they learn a whole show in about 10 weeks. And at the end of the 10 weeks, they perform for, I think it's a 2-weekend run. And it's just so great because the lessons that they learn in CYT, it's life building, it's learning how to work with others and being a team and stuff like that. And it's just great that CYT has that kind of an opportunity for these kids to not go and be in an after-school program where, parents worry about them, but really they can go and send their kids to a place where they're going to be with friends who think like them and want to be like them and really learn how to grow and build their skills into something that's useful in life and just to have a good time.
What's some of the challenges that you have with the first-time actors?
Oh, they're just brand new. They've never been on stage. They're afraid to get in front of people and sing. And that's really, I mean, that goes for everybody. There's adults like that too. They don't want to get up in front of a big group of people and be the only one on stage. And so the first time the kids do that, it's a big hurdle for them. And once they get through that, they've learned and built up that stamina and know what it's like. And by the second or third time, they're up there wanting to get up there again.
What are some of the tips that you give them to help get over that fear?
Oh, it's just confidence. It's just I tell them don't look at the eyes of the people on the panel. Look over the top of them, and really practice like you do at home. When you go at home and practice in front of your parents, think of it the same way. Really get in front of your parents and just sing, and don't worry about what they're thinking. Don't worry about what anyone is thinking. Just get up there and have a good time and do the best that you possibly can. And that's really all we're asking for.
And so in Vancouver, what are some of the productions that the kids have done?
They've done productions that have been on Broadway, like Les Miserables. They've done Into the Woods. They've done a show called Tall Tales, which deals with like all the Paul Bunyan and all those, crazy stories and a bunch of different things. Annie, they do like 9 or 12 productions a year up here. And so they really cycle through a lot of the shows that are out there on the market.
And what size of cast?
The cast range, really, anywhere from, 35 to 40, all the way up to 85 or 90 sometimes in the show. And that's, it gets difficult when you have that many kids because you really have to wrangle them and know how to work a group.
What type of response do you get from the community?
The community is great. They're always so supportive. It's so wonderful on opening night when these kids, after 10 weeks of, put all this work into it, and they rehearse, 2 or 3 times a week, and they get to come home and show their parents, little tidbits of it. But when the parents come after those 10 weeks to come see the show, and not just parents, but community, because they invite grandparents and family and cousins. And when they all come to see the show, it's just such a great outpouring of support for what these kids have done. It's so neat to see. And a lot of times people are blown away because CYT is one of the biggest youth theater organizations in the world, not just here in Vancouver, but in the world. They do productions all over the place. I think there's like 19 different CYTs now across the United States. And so it's really a great community effort when they go and support these kids for what they've done.
Thank you, Jay Scott. This has been a production of Couve.com.